Of KDKR's daily programming do not necessarily reflect the views of the management or staff.
Prudent Money with Bob Brooks is sponsored by the Prudent Money Foundation on 91.3.
Well, what you might want to consider if you are investing in the stock market, part two. Today we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for Prudent Money. Good afternoon and welcome to the Prudent Money Radio Show. I'm your host, Bob Brooks. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. Well, as always, you know what the name of the resource is, prudentmoney.com. That's available to you to go ask questions and to give me comments, whatever's on your mind. Love to hear from you. That is a resource that I put together that I've been answering questions for over 20 years through the radio website. And want to make sure that if you feel like you need a question, looking for answers, and just want something to, you know, to bounce off of a sounding board, go to prudentmoney.com and send me an email. Because what I end up finding out or finding from listeners is that they go, why didn't I already just do this weeks ago or months ago? And so it's there for a resource for you. That's all at the website, www.prudentmoney.com. Yesterday, we started a two-part series. I didn't realize it was going to be a two-part series, but we'll call it one since we didn't get done with it. We'll see where we get today. There's so much to unpack when it comes to investment philosophies. And as an investor, you're bombarded by one main pop culture finance-driven philosophy. You buy and hold, you are a long-term investor. And if I could just cut to the main point of what I find wrong with that philosophy is that, or the let me say it this way, the problem that is associated with that type of investment philosophy is that if you go through 25, 30, 35 years of going up and down, and throughout time, though, but that long-term period, maybe you're going up the entire time. So you always see a rebound. Then what your habit is, your habit shapes your investment philosophy to never change anything. When in any bear market, it makes sense to at least evaluate risk of your portfolio and then, of course, change it if it's not a fit for where you think that you are. And nobody's got a concrete lock on knowing the answer to that. As I said yesterday, the infamous crystal ball, nobody has it. Nobody can tell you what's going to happen in the future. You just have to go with really... And I want to disclaimer this before I say this word, feel about risk. You know, it's interesting because a lot of it is invest and hope for the best. And along that way, where you're going to depend upon growth to win out through the years, and you feel that the answer may not look right to you to just to hang on and ride the roller coaster. It may not sound right. And, if you look at it, it might come down to there's got to be a better way because it just can't be that easy. Well, shifting back here to what I find is the very problematic about buy and hold, and I'm an advocate of buy and hold. I'm just not an advocate to buy and hold all of the time. It's just like the seasons. There's a season for buy and hold, and there's not a season for buy and hold. Is that it develops a habit over time. And that habit is that I leave things alone because they always come back. Well, the problem is that at some point, you're going to have to get into retirement distribution mode. And I got to tell you, if you get into the wrong time period of the market, because remember what I said, I've always talked about, is that the market cycles. It goes through good cycles and bad cycles, and it matters. I read something to you yesterday about the investor, the study that was done, about the investor who put his or her money into the S&P 500 from 1973 to 1998 and started with $1 million at age 65 and took out $68,500 a year and completely ran out of money at age 87. Now, that was between 1973 and 1998. If we took that exact same scenario and went 1982 to 2007, you did the same thing, took that amount of money out each year, that $1 million turns into $11.1 million. So if you're going to invest and you're going to ride the roller coaster, you had better hope that that roller coaster is in your favor over the time period. I think that one study just really does paint a picture that is out of your control. The only thing that is in your control, if you were this investor who started in 73 to 1998, the only thing in your control is the decisions you make to reduce risk during the times that the market is riskiest, is taking the most risk. And that's really only the only control that you have. But that, and I said I was going to do this yesterday, I haven't done it yet. This really does, it offers up a good example why you got to be careful just with this one size fits all type of philosophy. You know, I'll tell you this, that in light of Hurricane Ian, and we've been watching this horrific cleanup after the disaster and just all the things that have happened that go along with the hurricane, there's a lot of similarities between investing in a risky environment. So we could take today, for instance. And if you likened what has happened so far this year to a hurricane, it would be that the weather professionals were telling you that, you know, it's going to be a sizable hurricane, but it's going to lose strength as it comes towards the shore. And, you know, we recommend that you evacuate, but we're not doing mandatory evacuations. Well, as hindsight, it was a Cat 4. And, of course, hindsight would have been that they should have evacuated, which I love the commentators who criticized government officials in Florida for not telling everybody to evacuate. It's like, boy, that's just a real easy call. Couldn't you see it coming? Well, no, maybe not. You couldn't see it coming. Anyway, sorry. That just drives me nuts. But it's just like today, you're depending on that hurricane not to develop into a 4 or a 5 cat and totally destroy and the loss of life in the worst case scenario, when you could have made the decision. It's a risky decision, but to pack everything up and board the windows and leave your home and go far away from the hurricane as possible. There's cost involved. There's the potential that you could be extremely wrong. And I know how that weighs on investors as far as, well, I don't want to make a mistake. What if I make a mistake? And that's always the big hang up for not going through with a decision. I've always asked the question, if you were to do this and you were wrong, and the market started going back up, would you regret it? And that is the big answer that you're looking for, is if I hear a confident no, I won't regret it, and here's why, then I would say then you've answered your own questions. You have a peace about making a change in your portfolio. And with everybody around you telling you that's the dumbest move you could possibly make, you've got pop culture finance producing letter or article after article after article on the internet telling you you're a buy and hold investor, you will never make it market timing. Once again, this is not market timing, it's reallocation for risk. It's not market timing. But if you've got, and that's why it's just so very, very important with anything we do, especially stewarding, which is what you're doing, investments that God has blessed you with, don't you think that it would make sense to bring God in beside you to make those decisions? How does that happen? It happens when you ask God to give you wisdom, to show you wisdom, and you get out there and expose yourself to wisdom and expose yourself to articles and opinions and read and study. Yeah, this is really important to do this so that you can come to, you know what, my peace is that I've prayed about it, I've done the research, and this is what makes me feel peaceful. This is what it looks like. And that is the way to make that decision. So this is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you got a question for me, please go to the website at www.prudentmoney.com and send it in. I will get it answered because we are up against a break. Stick around. Way more to come on the other side.
The Word for Today is excited to announce the new official online home for the ministry of Pastor Chuck Smith and Kay Smith, pastorchuck.org. At pastorchuck.org, you'll have instant access to thousands of hours of verse-by-verse teaching by Pastor Chuck Smith from Genesis through Revelation, and full access to special messages on subjects such as prophecy and much, much more. Also at pastorchuck.org, a full library of great teachings by Kay Smith, and a section where you can read some of Pastor Chuck's books online, all free of charge. So visit the new official online home of The Word for Today and the ministry of Pastor Chuck and Kay Smith, pastorchuck.org.
Something good is about to happen. Bill Gaither and the Gaither Vocal Band are coming to Southlake at White's Chapel Thursday, October 13th. Get ready for legendary harmonies, laughter, and encouragement all in one unforgettable night. Thursday, October 13th. Featuring special guests Lady Love Smith, Kevin Williams, and Gene McDonald. Coming to White's Chapel Thursday, October 13th. Tickets available now at Gaither.com. Sponsored by Phil the Gab Concerts, a premier production.
Hi, I'm Jill Taylor, inviting you to join me each Saturday morning at 11 o'clock for Choose Life Radio. You'll hear people from across America sharing their stories of faith, forgiveness, redemption, and restoration. Choose Life Radio will encourage you to fully appreciate the gift of life. You may also find help for you or a friend in need. So please join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock right here on Bible School Radio 91.3.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. We're looking at investment philosophies, and this is part two. Yesterday, you can catch part one, listening to it on our podcasting section at the website, prudentmoney.com, or wherever you like to listen to podcasts. I believe we're on all of them. And I'm talking about something that's really important, and I always take a risk in doing this because I want to sit through investment philosophies. I think I'll go listen to something else. There's something very stewardship-based about this, because what it really comes down to is decisions. Do I just ride it out, think of the hurricane, or do I make some changes, which would mean in hurricane terms, do I pack everything up and leave and take that risk. And it's a tough choice. Like I said, everybody's telling you, everybody's got an opinion. And I was reading, yes, I think I mentioned this yesterday, the CIO of Vanguard. And he all but, in fact, I think he might even have said that you can't go wrong buying and holding. I want to say that he said that, or he suggested that. We'll be fair and say he suggested it. You can go wrong. You could make the wrong choice. It goes both ways. You see, that's the thing is that it really comes down to is that pop culture finance just says, you don't need to make decisions. Just ride it out because it will come back. Well, tell Florida that. It's probably going to take, it will take years upon years to get back to normal. Same thing, you ride out a bear market, it could take years to get back to normal. But it comes down to, there's one philosophy, which is buy and hold, you're a long-term investor, that says don't make any decisions. And really, you're making a decision not to make a decision. You're making a decision no matter what you do. If you don't decide, you're deciding not to decide. Hope that made sense. If you are on the other side of the investment philosophy where you say, you know, I accept and acknowledge that investments go in cycles. They go through down cycles. They go through up cycles. And when I need to be able to get to where I can anticipate not necessarily the cycle changing because it's not always going to be so clear, but I think it does make sense. We were talking last year, and of course it was a little bit early, but about how the conditions in the environment of stocks are changing and more risk is adding and accumulating. Those are the times, hindsight of course, that you want to make sure that you look at things and determine, okay, maybe I need to make some reallocations. That means allocate your investments differently, invest them differently. And making a choice between, do I need to be in a plan A where the market's going up, or do I need to shift to a plan B? Plan B can be a lot of different things. Right now, I just want to get you to a point where you say, this is my investment philosophy. Get you on the road of doing a little research and just know that it's convincing the argument for buy and hold for the long term is extremely convincing. And the articles are extremely convincing. They put visuals with those articles that make you feel like you are crazy to make a change. So on the other hand, is not supported by any pop culture finance, really. I mean, not that I really see. And, this is just a situation where we've had a tough year. We're about to bounce back. In fact, I speak, because I'm recording today, that the market's up. Market was up big yesterday. It looks like it's going to be up big today. But that's what happens in bear markets. Pop culture finance, though, we'll call that, we found the bottom. I don't think we've even remotely found the bottom. In fact, here's what you need to know about bear markets. And it's easier to do these in the webinar format. And I am looking to do a webinar here within the next week or two. I'll get back with you on the details. We've got to get a lot of things set up before we declare a time to do it. Bear markets have three different time periods where they decline. So think of right now being the very first decline the decline period, where we go from point one down to point two. And then what separates those decline periods, and I hope that this makes sense, it's a little bit difficult to do it on the radio, are these time, the 2 weeks, 1 month, whatever, where the market goes crazy and it just goes up and you think, oh, it's all over with, and all of a sudden it starts going back down again. And the next phase is worse than the previous phase. Then it goes back up again and you think, oh, it's over. Then it goes down again. Then it's over. Typically, what you see, not to say that it's got to happen this way, but you just have to be aware of this is what has happened historically. And so I would not even suggest that we are in the in-between yet. I still think we have more to go. So that's why this discussion is extremely important. So what if you are, and we want to cover two things here real quick. What if you are using a financial advisor? Well, the thing that I would want to do is I would want to sit down with my financial advisor and I would want to have them explain their investment philosophy and why they feel that way. And if you get an answer such as, don't worry about it, you're a long-term investor, the market always comes back up, you need to know that no matter what happens, you are going to ride this out. And you need to make sure you feel good about that. That approach, it looks and sounds right, because it may not give you much peace and peace of mind, and you might want to make some adjustments. If your advisor tries to talk you out of those adjustments and not respecting from where you're coming from, and you got to remember too that for investment advisors, and this is in defense of them that are buying and holding for the long term, they're getting beat up this year. They're getting beat up by worried clients. And of course, people are anxious. And so you may get the answer, just don't worry about it. It'll soon be over. Well, that's not what you want either. You want a concrete answer as to why you are buying and holding and what you're going to do. So it might mean that you want to get a second opinion. And there's nothing wrong with that. You can always stay where you are. But it's a good idea to get a second opinion, because this thing could get a little ugly. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. If you have a question for me, or you want to comment, or you have a comment, or you want a second opinion, you can always go to the website at prudentmoney.com, send a question into the Ask Bob section, and I do answer those questions. I love to get those questions. Been doing this for a little over 20 years, and would welcome you to send. Every question is important, and I treat it such. So make sure that you are with an investment advisor that matches your feelings of risk, of investment philosophy, that you're on the same page. You don't want to just say, you know what, just do what you think and just let their investment philosophy dictate what happens. You want to know what their investment philosophy is, and you got, then once you understand it, you want to know that you click with that investment strategy. I think that's what's the most important thing that you can do, is that you don't listen to your advisor. No, you know, regardless of the relationship, if they are on one side of the page and you are way on the other side of the page, can you find a way in the middle And are they interested in finding a way in the middle? That's also the key, because truth be told, broker dealers are companies that look over the shoulders and watch what financial advisors do and make sure they stay within regulations, don't want them making a lot of changes, because they could be wrong and they could create liability. I know that didn't sound like it makes too much sense, but that's been my experience at 30 years of being in the business. So there you have it. That's part two. Make sure that you're at peace with your investment philosophy, and make sure, most importantly, that you are at peace with the amount of risk that you're taking, and make sure that you are built, that you know that you're being the steward that God wants you to be, and you got a peace about it. Hey, this is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. If you got a question for me, please go to the website at www.prudentmoney.com and send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.